AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire, readying for yet another winter storm. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker.
We have about 100 different missions going on at this point in time with cities and towns around the Commonwealth. We've added about 300 pieces of heavy equipment to our existing fleet.
National Weather Service meteorologist Bruce Terry says a foot or more of snow could fall from New York State through New England.
In addition to a very heavy snowfall event, it will be very windy and also brutally cold during the day on Sunday.
Canadian police say they have foiled a plot to kill as many people as possible inside a mall before the shooters would kill themselves on this Valentine's Day. RCMP Commander Brian Brennan tells CTV.
We believe we have apprehended all known individuals in this matter and have eliminated the threat. We are not seeking any further suspects at this time in relation to this investigation.
One suspect, a 19-year-old, killed himself. A 23-year-old Illinois woman was arrested after flying into Halifax, Nova Scotia. Police are trying to figure out what roles two other young men who are in custody played in the plot. Congress continues to work to find a way to extend the budget for the Department of Homeland Security. Jerry Boatlander tells us more.
2 weeks from today, the Department of Homeland Security will be out of money unless agreement can be reached on a funding bill that Senate Democrats are blocking. South Carolina Congressman Mick Mulvaney and other frustrated Republicans have raised the prospect of changing Senate rules in order to limit the use of the filibuster.
The 60-vote rule is an important part of Senate tradition, and I agree with the concept of protecting the rights of the minority. But there is a way to change the rules that would allow us to move forward.
Another vote is scheduled for a week from Monday in hopes of advancing the bill, but there's no reason to believe the result will be any different than the first three votes. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
This is AP Radio News. Dozens of ships lie just off each of the 29 ports along the West Coast. A labor contract dispute has shut down those ports, except for yesterday, from Los Angeles to Washington's Puget Sound. Furniture importer Martin Ploy says he's been losing business because of the dispute.
The consumer gets angry with the retailer gets angry with us, and of course, we're angry with this whole situation.
The companies have locked out the longshoremen and others, accusing them of a work slowdown as a bargaining tactic. The union denies that allegation, but there has been a slowdown for months, with containers that took a couple of days to clear a port now sitting idle for more than a week. The two sides are far apart on wages and arbitrating future workplace disputes. All-Star Weekend in the NBA. Tonight, it's the slam dunk and three-point shooting contest. Tomorrow night, the All-Star Game tips off 8:30 Eastern at Madison Square Garden. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.